The Adventures in Hellworld podcast talks in depth about QAnon. While it's meant to be comedic informative, sometimes we have to get into things like child abuse and violence against people. Listener discretion advised.
Hello, everybody. It's Mike Rains, a.k.a. Poker and Politics, welcoming you to another hootin' and hollering good time here at Adventures in Hellworld. Don't even know why I'm going crazy on the intro, but I'm punchy today. And I'm joined by Eric. How's Eric doing today?
I'm doing great. I had a nice nap during a cabinet meeting, and I am refreshed and ready to go.
Feeling good. We're obviously going to dig into it, but I like the fact that we've upgraded from makeup to actual bandages now. I like that our fit as a fiddle, strong as a bull president now is so leaky in the hand that they're like, we can't cover this with makeup anymore, Mr. President. We actually have to put band-aids on your bleedy boo-boo while you go out in public. And we're also joined by Steph, whose hand is not bleeding currently.
No, but that we know I did have a huge bruise on my hand and my arm from the IV for like weeks, for like a week.
From all the handshakes?
Oh, no, handshaking. Handshaking, right, Steph. Right. Handshaking. Remember. Yeah. Remember the cover story. My favorite part about that bullshit is the fact that he won the election. You don't have to run around shaking everyone's hand after the race is over. You don't have to keep wearing the marathon uniform. You get to take it off and put on your street clothes.
Well, it's kind of like how Tom DeLay was smiling in his mugshot. When you're a politician, when there's a camera, you smile. When there's a hand, you shake it. It's automatic.
Yeah, Trump just can't help himself. Even though everyone who defended the whole thing about the pee tape not possibly being real is just, Trump's a notorious germaphobe. It would never happen. If he's a huge germaphobe, he probably hates shaking hands, and therefore when he's no longer a candidate and he's just the president, he's not just running around grabbing everybody and giving them a firm handshake, and it's bruising the back of grandpa's handy hand.
You know, the funny thing about that, too, is him being a germaphobe actually kind of makes it more likely he'd be into the whole PP thing, because now it's, you know, because now it's extra taboo for him.
Oh yeah, it's the forbidden fruit, baby. Oh yeah, daddy's doing something naughty. Oh yeah, that whole thing. Yeah, exactly. But
what Jake Tapper had to say about him napping at the cabinet meeting?
I saw people trying to spin that as Tapper being negative by saying, "Well, he's 78; he's supposed to be napping." But literally, everyone else was like, "No, fuck you, buddy." You're not allowed to say this.
I say, imagine if Joe Biden had blinked for two whole seconds at a cabinet meeting. Jake Tapper would have had an entire chapter in his book about that.
Oh, he would have broken down those 5 seconds like they were the Zapruder film.
The blink heard round the world.
Oh man. The moment of the American Republic fell because its ancient and decrepit president couldn't get his eyes open for 3 seconds. This is the thing that just drives me up a wall about all of this. And Lord knows the 40 listeners we have, maybe if I were lucky, but I can hear you rolling your eyes. I can hear you seething at the fact that I'm beating this dead horse, but it's so ridiculous to me that in 2024 and even in late 2023, the only thing the press cared about was the mental acuity, age, and stamina of the president of the United States. Going into the State of the Union address, people were posting stuff like, will Biden drop dead in the middle of this speech? Or will he, in his senility, just stop speaking and wander out of the well of the Senate, just drifting along, following whatever lights catch his attention, because he's sundowning and he's clueless. And then Biden crushed that speech. And the reports were Biden a little too fiery, a little too emotional at State of the Union. And it was just this thing where it's damned if you do, damned if you didn't. And they were just kept waiting. Waiting for the moment they could drop the hammer on him for being too old. And then he biffed the debate and oh God, they pounced. Oh God, did they pounce. And then he dropped out. And then suddenly age, stamina, and mental acuity being a qualifier for the presidency went away. Just melted like ice in a spring morning.
They spent months saying, do you realize that if he gets elected, he'll be the oldest person to ever be elected president? Never once pointing out that the same is true of Donald Trump. He would also be and is the oldest person ever elected president.
Yes, exactly. That was but it didn't matter for Trump. It just didn't. And
because he did the dance, you could just see it. He had the vitality of a 50-year-old. He was spry and in the peak of physical perfection. He was Captain America in front of our eyes.
When they released, didn't they release something like a little while ago about like some of the medications that Trump is on or something? And one of them was listed as modafinil. I'm on modafinil. Okay. It's usually used for people with narcolepsy. I use it because I have chronic fatigue and, it's kind of like in the hierarchy of, you know, prescription stimulants, it goes Ritalin, Adderall, modafinil. So it's a little more on the mild side, you know, and I've been prescribed all three and, there's no shame in having a prescription for modafinil or needing it, but you know, they need to be a little more upfront about that. Like, you know, it's kind of like I only saw like part of one episode of Mad Men where they're like getting shot up with like some kind of like 60s era meth and they're like, let's do ads all night long. Like, yeah, every single president is getting shot up with a million different drugs to keep them going. And I get that. But be a little more upfront about that, you know?
I'm pretty sure that Obama wasn't being shot up.
Maybe to help him quit smoking.
Yeah, maybe he was on some nicotine patch. Yeah. But yeah. But that's the thing, is that you have this president now who is obviously incredibly unhealthy, and it's just not a concern of the press because, quote, we're so back. They're so happy to have him in there doing his thing, which is just slurring his words.
Generating headlines.
Yeah, generating headlines, just doing dumb shit. And it's so ridiculous that this is where we're at, that's all we want from our president is content creation. And you just roll your eyes and pretend he's not saying all the things he's saying. You just have all these people doing the same shit they did in his first term, where he'd say something terrible on social media and you'd run up to a Republican and be like, hey, the president said something terrible on social media. And they're like, I'm in a meeting. I couldn't see it. And then the reporter's like, here it is. They're like, nope. And they knock the reporter's phone out of their hands and they run away because they don't want to comment on the fact that Trump said something horrible, because they can't condemn Trump or else the mob will come for them. And they can't condone what Trump said, because if they did, unless they're in a blood red state, the next re-election fight they have, someone's going to be like, this person was totally cool with Trump saying the R slur. How about that? Do you have a mentally challenged family member? How do you feel about that? And so it's just this endless cycle of this bullshit. And we've had a bunch of endless proclamations from Trump that the auto pen pardons are null and void. It's like, well, then why hasn't Fauci been pinched yet and brought to The Hague for crimes against humanity? I just love that the president of the United States is literally a QAnon promoter or the gateway pundit. It's the same level of credibility, promoting the same level of horse shit. And nobody in our media ever thinks to say, hey, wait a minute, that's really bad. We should call the president out for saying these terrible things.
And I mean, and the whole auto pen thing, I mean, does MAGA actually think that he sat down and signed 1,000 pardons for the J6ers with his hand?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe that's where all the bruising came from. Those 1,000 pardons.
Yeah, you just had so many pardons to sign. It bruised his dainty little hands. It's so ridiculous, this whole thing. And I mean, to me, it all comes down to the fact that we as a society are going to need a scapegoat for why we let Trump win this election. So it's not the voter's fault. It wasn't me, the idiot who filled in the oval for this guy. And the answer for that, and I don't think it's a bad answer, is blame the media. They're the ones who fucking wanted this guy so badly that they normalized him and sanitized him and did everything they possibly could to get him across the finish line. I mean, just think about the way this campaign was held, where Trump is out there saying he's going to lower grocery prices on day one. He's going to end the Russia-Ukraine war on day one. He's going to cut your energy bills in half within a year. Gas is going to be under $2 a gallon. And these are all obvious fucking lies that just, there's no fucking way he can do any of this shit. And then Kamala says she's going to institute price controls to prevent corporations and supermarkets from gouging us. She's going to give you a $25,000 credit towards a first-time home buyers and stuff like that. And the media is just sitting there saying, hey, how are you going to afford this? How are you going to pay for this? This bitch is the second coming of fucking Lenin. This, she's going to basically end the American capitalist system with these harebrained psychotic schemes of her. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's running around going, your energy bill will be cut in half next year because my magic man power will do it. And the media is like, President Trump touts bold energy agenda at stirring campaign rally. And it's like, why don't you fucking assholes ask him how? How are you going to do that? How are you going to cut energy prices in half? What fucking thing are you going to do for that? And of course, he would never have any answer because he never does. And the press never presses him on these things because they want him to win. He's exciting. He's fun. He's a silly old man. As Eric said, he does the dance where it looks like he's jerking two people off. It's hilarious. Oh, it's so great. So, yeah, it just drives me up a wall that this guy is not long for this world, given all of his ailments. And as Steph mentioned about the medical thing, they admitted that he has swollen ankles due to poor circulation. They admitted that. They're like, this guy, the old ticker ain't talking as well as it should be. And that's why liquids are pooling in his feet, because he doesn't have a very good circulation system right now. But then when it gets to his fucking hand, they just lie in the press's face, and the press ignores it. And then they ask the president, why did you get an MRI? And he says, I don't know why, but it wasn't my brain, and it was great. And you're telling me they stuffed a 79-year-old man in the magic spinny tube, and they didn't tell him why. They're like, you, Mr. President, get in the tube. That obstinate, delusional prick, you got him to take an MRI. Just told him there were a bunch.
It was a preventative.
Oh, sorry, they just told him there were a bunch of mirrors.
No, go on
the inside of the MRI, so he could look at himself in awe and wonder.
it was a preventative MRI. You know, they do those all the time.
Preventative MRI. Yeah, one of those things that is totally true and very real and. Does happen.
Totally happens like all the time. Like I can't even count how many preventative MRIs there are.
Preventative MRIs. Yeah, it's so ridiculous. I mean, to me, when this all blows up, which it will, this is going to be as big a failure on the press as us being lied into war by WMDs in Iraq. We are going to have been sold a bill of goods on this president. And to me, I mean, this is one of those things where it's something that obviously wasn't polled, and I don't think you're ever going to be able to like do a legitimate poll of it, but it would basically be one of these things where I would say a polling question, hypothetically, would you vote for this candidate if you knew they would have to leave office due to health within the first 2 years of their term? Y/N. I bet that would have been a massive turnoff for a lot of people. I bet a lot of people would be like, no, I'm not voting for a person when I only get less than 2 years of them and then their dumb vice president takes over. I mean, fuck that. No. I mean, I don't know that any Kamala Harris fans would have been just, oh, yeah, I'm thrilled at the idea of President Walls. That would just be fucking ducky. I mean, you vote for the person you want to be president because you want them to be president, not to be a Trojan horse to get the vice president into the presidency. I mean,
although there are rumors that J.D. Vance might do that in 2028.
What do you mean?
Well, they were saying that, like, I saw some people saying that they're What if J.D. Vance runs and Trump is his running mate, and then on January 21st, he steps down?
Oh, yeah. The thing about that, I've heard that. But, I mean, that's even Trump was like, I think that's too cute, which is hilarious. I love the fact that, like, Trump is poo-pooing crazy ways to keep him in the White House, which was hilarious.
Yeah, but the fun thing about Trump is just because he says something today doesn't mean he doesn't believe it tomorrow.
Oh, of course. But that whole thing, it's bullshit because the 12th Amendment, I believe, is the amendment in question. It flat out states that anyone who is ineligible to be president is ineligible to be vice president as well. And you would have to do this for COCTA. Oh, but the 12th Amendment didn't account for the 22nd Amendment back then. And it's like, well, guess what? The Constitution got amended and the amendment locks in what we're saying. And you don't get to serve more than two terms thanks to the 22nd Amendment. So go piss up a rope.
Well, then you get those guys who are like, well, we should get rid of all the amendments and just, return the Constitution to its original state, which of course, in that case means no freedom of speech, no gun protections. It means Hillary Clinton would have been vice president in 2016.
Oh, yeah, exactly, exactly. Yeah. People forget that the first 10 amendments are literally enshrined in the Constitution. And that was basically that was a compromise of the people that were worried about the power of the federal government being too strong. So they wrote down, they were like, here are rights that are written down in the actual rule book that you fucking have. And I think even like the Ninth Amendment is basically words to the effect of, just because these rights were written down doesn't mean you don't have other rights. We want to make this clear. These aren't the only rights you get. More rights will come as events warrant.
Yeah, and then the 10th Amendment says that anything that's not covered in the Constitution falls to the states, which Republicans love sometimes and hate at other times.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Oh, the wonders of federalism and then the tyranny of federalism as we go back and forth between the two. Absolutely. But it's just so insane that we're watching this guy wasting away before our very eyes. And the media is just like, hey, that Joe Biden, he was really fucking old, wasn't he? And it's like, are any of you going to talk about the current president and his current physical state, his health?
I don't remember who it is, but it was one of the Trump cronies who, like a few months into Biden's presidency was like, this is so boring. I'm like, well, yeah, I'm like, that's what you want from a presidency. You want boring. You don't want reality TV president, but I'm sure, Jake Tapper was silently nodding his head in agreement with that guy.
Oh yeah. No shit. Oh my God. So yeah, old president, getting worse by the day.
Before our very eyes.
And that's the thing about this is this only has one trajectory. This doesn't get better. That's the issue here. Like, you're not going to smash cut to us at the end of 2026. And I'm going to be doing a pod saying, oh man, Trump looking sprightly, looking spry. Feeling good, looking good.
Yeah, unless it turns out that he actually does have the Lazarus pits under the White House. It's only going down from here.
No, it only has one direction for it. And so that's really where we're at, is just the fact that I actually had someone DM me. It's really hilarious, like the horrible new chat feature on Twitter that sucks. I had to dig through all the pornography and crypto scams to find this, but like someone sent me a DM where they quote tweeted one of the things I said about how Thiel, Vance, and Elon are trying to get Trump to 2027 so then they can get 10 years out of Vance. And that guy was like, this is the same evidence-free bullshit you accuse QAnon of. And my reaction was just, Are you looking at what's going on right here? And beyond all that, the other problem is that J.D. Vance sucks. J.D. Vance is a terrible candidate. I actually saw some guy post a thing where he was like, oh man, Pete Hegseth, this guy's a real man the left is terrified of. He would make a great president. And A, bring it on. I'd love to see a drunk like Hegseth on the campaign trail.
Hey, it worked for Bush, Jr.
Well, Jr. was a dry drunk. He had quit a long time beforehand. There is no indications that Hegseth's a dry drunk.
But he swore just, he did. He promised. He held out his little pinky and he grabbed James Comey and said, "I promise." Not James Comey, Comer, as Rep Comer, and he said, "I promise you, I will quit drinking the day I become secretary of whatever it is this week."
Yeah, which is totally trustworthy. There's no drunk has ever lied about drinking. I think like the first poll showing him down 5 in Pennsylvania to Newsom. That's probably going to be a day he's going to be hitting the podium. Eyes are going to be a bit glassy, and the words are going to be a bit slurry. I think GOP nominee Hegseth would be not a great decision on behalf of the Republicans. So please do it. Please run him.
I'm just so dismayed because, like, even when we do have a Democratic, you know, when we're voting for a Democratic senator or representative or president, any of that, the Democratic Party has shifted so far to the right that there is no left anymore. When you're voting Democrat, you're not voting left, you're voting center. And like Newsom is pretty fucking right wing. It's because I've been listening to a lot of the dollop lately, but we have shifted so far to the right. The Democrats are to the right. And it's just,
on what issue have the Democrats?
They've sold themselves out to the giant corporations. Bill Clinton started a lot of this shit.
But the thing about Bill Clinton, the idea that Bill Clinton sold himself out to the corporations, what happened to the Democrats in the 3 elections before Bill Clinton? They lost 10 million to nothing, 10 million to nothing, and 10 million to nothing. The American people looked at what the Democrats were offering before Bill Clinton and said, fuck that shit. Republicans controlled the White House for 20 out of 24 years between 68 and 92. And the only time the Democrats got in, they barely got in with Jimmy Carter beating Gerald Ford. When Gerald Ford pardoned Nixon from Watergate, which should have been such a crippling and egregious abuse of power, it should have ushered in a massive Democratic landslide. But nope, Jimmy limped over the finish line beating Ford and then was immediately whisked away from power 4 years later by Ronald Reagan. So to me, the idea that the Democrats betrayed us, the Democrats did something that made them not who they were and not what they stood for. What were they supposed to do? Spend another 20 years in the wilderness? They were the out of party power. They were out of party, the party that never held power. They were this regional shit pile of a party that the Republicans just dunked on like the Harlem Globetrotters against the Washington Generals every 4 years. It was humiliating. So to me, I was a little kid growing up watching Reagan crush Mondale. Dukakis was my governor. Dukakis was my boy. I was so hopeful for that dude. And then Pappy Bush beat him by a million. So when Bill Clinton beat W. Bush,
it was all because of the tank.
That was like, what'd you say?
It was all because of the tank. Dukakis lost because of the tank photo.
The tank photo, yeah. The fact that he didn't want to kill the guy who raped and murdered Kitty Dukakis. I remember all these things. I'm an oldie.
Anyone
I'm grandpa
like who isn't Mom Donnie just isn't left enough for me.
That's fine. You know? That's fine. But
are you turning into a Bernie roast, Steph?
Well, I heard Bernie had some nasty stuff or whatever. I don't know. But I just don't know. Like, I want healthcare for all. I want companies to be held responsible. I want them to stop with the AI shit. Like, I want socialism. You can have capitalism, but I want some heavy socialism. I want people to have free health care. I want people to be able to afford housing, and Wi-Fi is now a necessity. Wi-Fis and phones are now necessities, and all of that should be affordable for people too. I just want one of those icy European countries where everybody's happy,